This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the country has now become a pioneer of technological transformation instead of being just a consumer of technology. He added that the country's growth in technology is not linear but exponential. The Prime Minister said this after inaugurating the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. The Prime Minister said the government is focusing on ease of doing research to build modern ecosystem of innovation in the country. He highlighted that the world's most successful digital public infrastructure has been created in the country. The Prime Minister also launched the 1 lakh crore rupees worth of research development and innovation scheme fund to give a major boost to research and development ecosystem in the country. The Prime Minister emphasized that the policies and decisions taken in recent years to make the country an innovation hub are now yielding results. Modi said, country's research and development expenditure has doubled in the last decade and the number of registered patents has also increased 17 times. President Draupadi Murmu addressed a special session of the Uttarakhand State Assembly in Dehradun today, extending her congratulations to all residents and legislators of the state on completion of 25 years of statehood. The president commended Uttarakhand's remarkable achievements over the past 25 years. The president highlighted the state's significant progress in the fields of environment, energy, tourism, health, education, and industrial development. Referring to the state's valiant and spiritual heritage, President Murmu praised the state government and the assembly for their initiative to implement the Uniform Civil Code. She said that legislation inspired by transparency and social justice reflects Uttarakhand's progressive outlook. She said the Kumaun and Garhwal regiments reflect the state's glorious tradition of valor. 19 people have been killed in a road accident when a truck rammed into an RTC bus at the Mirja Guda Khanapur road near Chivela in Rangareddy district of Telangana this morning. The incident occurred around 8 a.m. on the Vikarabad-Hyderabad stretch. Cyberabad Police Commissioner Avinash Mohanty said, injured are being treated in different hospitals. Chief Minister Revant Reddy has directed officials to provide medical assistance on a war footing and special medical teams have been rushed to the site. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the tragic road accident. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of Rs 2 lakh from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In Bihar, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections is in full swing before coming to an end tomorrow evening. Star campaigners and senior leaders from both major alliances, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, are holding multiple public meetings and rallies across various poll-bound assembly constituencies. In this phase, polling will be held on Thursday in 121 constituencies across 18 districts. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed an election rally in Bhagalpur today, saying that under his leadership, Bihar is progressing on the path of development. Kumar said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given several gifts such as large-scale development projects, schemes to Bihar. He added that if the NDA returns to power, the pace of development works will further accelerate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that steady growth in bilateral trade and investment has been witnessed between Iran and Bahrain, India and Bahrain in the recent years. In his opening remarks at the 5th India-Bahrain High Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said both countries have witnessed significant progress in bilateral investment in areas of defense, security, trade, commerce, health, culture and people-to-people ties. Speaking on the occasion, Bahrain's Foreign Minister, Dr. Abdulatif bin Rashid Al Zayani, said the historical ties between Bahrain and India extend back nearly 5,000 years. He said this economic links remain central to the relationship, which has flourished across various fields. Congratulatory messages are pouring in for the Indian women's cricket team on winning their maiden World Cup. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Team India on their remarkable victory. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.